les interviews du Doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinny Time.
So, Derry, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak again with you because I just speak a little bit at the Sweden Rock. And it's a great pleasure to share a new music from your bands. You're still alive, in fact. Yeah, you're still alive.
Oh, still alive, right. Obviously. Yes, I know. Well, that's, you know, that was the title of the first single. Well, the new single. It's really hard to name a record, you know, when you're, because you're just concentrated on making a great record. Yeah. And then at the end, it's like, what are we going to call it? So we decided to do just something simple. You know, we want to make sure everybody doesn't think it's a live album.
Yeah. So I just translate quickly in French, and because we have a lot of listeners in French. So
sure.
I don't know anything. Eh bien, les amis, c'est avec un grand, grand plaisir qu'on a avec nous cet après-midi, ce soir. Alors, c'est, ce soir, pour moi, cet après-midi, pour Derry, le guitariste de Honeymoon Suite, Derry Graham, qui vient nous parler de ce nouvel album d'Honeymoon Suite, Alive. Et ils sont vraiment vivants, ils sont bien vivants. Moi, j'ai eu la chance de les voir au Sweden Rock. Je suis très content qu'ils ressortent un nouvel album, parce que ça faisait très longtemps qu'on les attendait. Et puis on parlera un petit peu du Sweden Rock, bien sûr, avec Derry. Et puis, on va bien sûr parler de ce nouvel album, parce que ça faisait très longtemps qu'on attendait. Derry, I just said in French, it's so long to hear new music from Honeymoon Suite. I have a chance to see you on stage. So maybe beginning of this interview, we speak about records and maybe a few words about concert and a few words about Sweden Rock. Because I have a chance to see you live, and that was a great, great moment and great pleasure during this afternoon. So first of all, your new CD is coming on Frontiers Records in a couple of days right now. We are on, maybe we have to wait mid of February, 19th of February. We have two new songs sharing with the people, and I see a lot of good feedback for your coming back, I would like to say. So I think on the...
Awesome.
On the band point of view, I think it's very important to see after so many times without any records that a lot of people does not forget you.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, the response has been really great everywhere, you know, and you can tell, you know, it's genuine and radio's starting to pick it up a little bit. So thank you. I think it's this is probably one of the better things we put out in a long time, because we had, I think, really great writing this time. I'm pretty proud of it, and I think Mike Krumpus did a great job with the production, and really slick, and it's big, and it's, you know, guitars are heavy and everything else, but yet it doesn't sound dated, so we're pretty happy with the sound of the album.
Yeah, attends, bah voilà, on en a parlé tout de suite, hein. Donc le nouvel album arrive, le dernier a été sorti en 2008. Voilà, cet album, il sera dispo le 19 février via Frontiers Records. Il s'appelle, vous l'avez compris, Alive. Et on parlait bien sûr tout de suite de toute cette attente. Et comme le dit Derry, il y a eu plein de bonnes choses. Ils ont pris le temps d'enregistrer. Ils ont aussi un super enregistrement parce que le son, il est vraiment très, très bon. Voilà, c'est vraiment un vrai beau son de qualité. Et puis, moi, j'ai pris beaucoup de plaisir à écouter cet album. Alors, il a été produit par un très, très grand producteur qui s'appelle Mike Krumpus. Et vous allez découvrir plein de belles chansons. En tout cas, il y a déjà deux titres qui sont disponibles. Bien sûr, le premier était Alive. On a bien sûr eu la suite avec Find What You're Looking For. Et puis, on attend bien sûr d'autres titres. Moi, il y en a quelques-uns qui m'ont beaucoup plu. Derry, one of my favorite songs on this new record, it's called Done Doing Me. What a great riff on these songs. It looks like a new song coming like Van Halen atmosphere. What is behind this song? Because you put a great riff on these songs. Wow, crazy.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the first ones that we recorded when we first, when Johnny and I met up with Mike to produce the record. We started writing in his studio, and we recorded it that day, basically. It was just, it had that energy. And then I put the octaver on the guitar. You know what that's all about. And it makes it sound like a bass, so it's huge. And then Mike suggested bringing the horns in, you know, through the riff, which is really great, because that's something that Bruce Fairburn would have done back on the Big Prize, you know, or Ray Coburn used to do great kind of outside parts like that. So it's Honeymoon Suite 100%.
I totally agree. Yeah, bah voilà. Alors moi, une de mes chansons favorites, vous allez bientôt la découvrir, elle s'appelle Done Doing Me. C'est un vrai bon titre. Alors comme le dit Derry, c'est une des chansons qui a été enregistrée tout de suite. Il y a un solo de guitare, mes amis, dans ce morceau. Il est fantastique, vous allez l'adorer. Et puis comme il le dit, donc ils ont enregistré très vite cette chanson au début avec Johnny D, le chanteur qui est là depuis très longtemps. Et ça fait un peu, on revient un petit peu dans The Big Prize, dans les débuts d'Honeymoon Suite, avec un son très, très actuel. Et c'est vraiment très, très important. Derry, I think I'm a huge fan of Honeymoon Suite since the beginning, so I'm a little bit old like you. We discover a lot of music in the 80s. You're coming back with like songs of the 80s, but we have so fresh songs. What is what is the work that you have between the band and your producer? Because the sound is very loud. The sound is so fantastic, by the way. So why do you think you can put some songs of the 18s in 2024 now?
Well, that's the challenge, you know. We don't want to sound dated, but we're not going to change our sound. When Johnny D and I write a song, it's us. And but I think the lot has to do with the production. And, you know, I keep bringing up Mike Crumpus, the producer, but he's actually from Canada. And he was a fan of our band growing up. And he's a little younger than us, so he knows what our sound is, and he knows our history. So when he came in to produce, he's not going to change. He's going to make it a Honeymoon Suite album. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said earlier, the production is a lot more modern now in terms of what we have to work with Pro Tools and everything else, as opposed to recording on tape back in the 80s. You were somewhat limited. But now things just can sound so much better.
Ouais, bah voilà. Alors vous allez découvrir le son de l'album, il est vraiment très très bien. Les 10 titres sont super bien produits. Alors vous allez découvrir, c'est vraiment du Honeymoon Suite avec un son, voilà, c'est le son AOR, le son mélodic rock qu'on adore. Mais ils sont pas restés, comme le dit très bien Derry, ils sont pas restés dans une approche des années 80. Le son, il sonne comme 2024. Donc vous avez un mix de très bonnes chansons d'Honeymoon Suite avec le gros travail de production et aussi le gros travail qui a été fait sur les titres. Et on a un très, très bon album. Moi, je suis très content qu'ils aient réalisé cet album une nouvelle fois. C'est vraiment fantastique. Et on peut découvrir vraiment ce son sur le deuxième single qui est dispo, qui s'appelle « Find Way You're Looking For ». C'est vraiment, vraiment, vraiment super. Et voilà, on a plein de bonnes choses à découvrir dans cette Honeymoon Suite. Derry, I said to the listeners that the song is so fresh. The new songs is coming. It's so, like, the 2024 approach of the Honeymoon Suite. So do you think when we have to recreate some songs with all the band, with Johnny, with Dave, Gary and Peter, it's a challenge to keep the same feeling, the same approach, the same Honeymoon Suite heritage, I would like to say, because you are not at the beginning of the band. You are a huge band and you have to follow the memories of the song, like Big Prize, like Honeymoon Suite and so on. That was not so difficult to restart something or to record in 2024 these songs. What is your feeling when you coming back all together to say, yeah, we have to create a new CD?
It was pretty organic. I'm writing songs all the time, but at certain points I'll have what I think is three or four really great ideas that would be good for Honeymoon Suite. And Johnny had some. So we just... we just get the feeling that maybe it's the right time. Sometimes things come together, finding the right producer and the record label. So it wasn't super planned, but we love making new records. So the stars just lined up, you know, everything kind of fell into place. So we went with it.
Ben voilà, donc vous l'avez compris, hein, comme le dit Derry, tout était en place pour faire. Alors, ils avaient prévu de faire des choses, mais ils n'étaient pas sûrs. Mais quand ils sont arrivés, ils ont donc créé cet album avec l'idée, comme on le dit, hein, de revenir à ce qu'est Honeymoon Suite. Et une nouvelle fois, moi, j'ai adoré écouter cet album. C'est un très, très bon album. C'est un des meilleurs albums de melodic rock là, qui arrive. Et on va en prendre plein les mirettes. Derry, of course, I see on Facebook's page and so on, you play a lot of gigs. Now with the band, and I think one of my favorite time in Sweden Rock, that when I see you on stage with a large smile, but it's look like crazy when I see everybody coming, you, Johnny and Dave and so on, with a large smile. That was so fantastic to see a band like One Moon Swing with so many happy faces, in fact. That was totally crazy.
Well, come on, we're having a good time up there, and we come all the, you know, coming that far to play a show, of course. I mean, but we're like that every night because we just, we're having fun doing what we're doing. And when you come to like a place like Sweden and we're looking out and people are singing the songs,
yeah.
And some of them are not the singles, they're like album tracks, and you see people in the audience who know them, you know, they're coming from all over Europe and all over the place. So that's heartwarming. We love, you know, we love that part of it.
Ah voilà, alors moi j'ai pris, comme je dis à Derry, hein, j'ai pris un grand, grand plaisir déjà à voir le groupe. Alors comme j'ai eu la chance de pouvoir les voir de très près, parce que j'ai fait plein de belles photos, j'ai vu quand ils sont arrivés, ils étaient heureux. Enfin, c'était vraiment, voilà, ils avaient plein de beaux regards, il y a plein de belles photos. J'en ai partagé une tout à l'heure avec Derry pour lui montrer la force du groupe en live. Et franchement, comme il le dit, des gens qui viennent de partout au Sweden Rock, vous savez, bah voilà, qui viennent chanter les chansons du groupe, c'est quand même quelque chose de remarquable. And of course, Derry, you know what is behind my next questions. Do you plan some tour in Europe again?
It's always an option. We just wait for the offers, you know. I've got some agents working on things, and we want to do a lot more, but it's not up to us, you know. Things have to be put into place. We did have a festival in Germany that unfortunately had got canceled because the promoter was ill. Yeah, so yeah. That was a drag, but we're always open to any, to the, you know, because there's so many great classic rock festivals in Europe, yeah. And we need to be on them.
Bah voilà, comme je dis, alors c'était bien sûr ma question derrière, vous l'avez compris. Est-ce qu'on va voir One Moon Suite revenir en Europe parce qu'il y a un album qui arrive? Alors, bah, comme le dit Derry, ils sont ouverts à tout. Alors, il y avait le festival à Hambourg avec mon homologue Olivier Langer qui devait se faire, et puis il est tombé malade, donc il n'y aura pas ce festival, bien sûr. Mais ils sont ouverts à tout. En tout cas, on espère les voir, en tout cas rapidement, et puis les revoir une nouvelle fois, parce que c'est vraiment un groupe fantastique. Behind Alive, Derry, maybe this is a message. The band is still alive, in fact, and sharing music in 2024. It's look like more a challenge than the 80s because it's so complicated to coming back with a new record, to share the CD, maybe the vinyl and so on. And I'm pretty sure this is very difficult at the band to say, okay, we have to share something now with the different things that you have before, no?
Yeah. It's completely different business now, but it's not going to stop us from making albums. I think the last one was called Hands Up, which 6 or 7 years ago. It's just time. That's the lifeblood of our band, original band. I think if you're a group like us, you got to keep making music for better or for worse. You know, you're not going to sell albums anymore, but it's all in the live now, you know, and online and merch. So it's getting your music out to people all around the world, because you never know what's going to happen with those songs, you know. It's good to put new music out, but we don't forget our past, you know, and the show is mostly the hits,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
And a new song. So we balance it out, of course.
And the big prize for the listener like me, it's to see you again on stage with a new song. Yeah. I would like to see, this is clearly one of my, I hope to see you on stage in 2024. And by the way, Derry, we're just speaking about where we are right now with the business model, I would like to say, of CD, vinyl, and music today. But how do you maintain the passion and inspiration after so many years? Where comes the idea? Where you said a couple of minutes ago that you create many times some songs. So mm-hmm. How do you keep the same passion for music?
I get up every day and I play my guitar first thing. And probably the last thing before I go to bed, I just still love to do it. It's like an addiction, you know. I'm just as excited about playing that guitar as I was when I was 21 or 25. So when I play, I just riff out and learn stuff. And then a riff will come up and something really cool or a melody line. And then I start there with the music. And from there, the inspiration is... who knows? Words come out of the air, you know. It's like I listen to it. You're done doing me now, baby, you know, like you take an expression because that's what the music's telling you. So when you get that idea or the title, then you start to write around it, fit it in. That's what my process is. There are times when I'm not inspired, of course, and then I'll just practice all day.
Bah voilà, alors je demandais à Derry comment on garde l'esprit dans la passion, dans la musique, d'écrire des titres. Alors comme le dit Derry, bah il voilà, il écrit tous les jours, il joue de la guitare tous les jours, il est inspiré, il a des trucs qui viennent. Voilà, il continue à créer et c'est ça qui fait avancer. Et puis il a plein d'idées, comme il vient de le dire, Derry, il a des idées qui viennent souvent. Donc on espère qu'il y aura peut-être d'autres titres qui viendront un petit peu plus tard. Derry, one thing, when you start Honeymoon Suite, a long time ago, when you are like me, young guys, without any, with a lot of hair and so on, because I miss my hair. Uh-huh. I think you have a story to tell today to the all listener in 2024, maybe 40 years after, 40 years after Honeymoon Suite is still alive. Do you keep at the beginning of Honeymoon Suite, you still there, you share music and so on in 2024? 40 years after? That's crazy, yeah?
Oh, it is. You're talking about playing songs from the beginning, playing now? Yeah. Well, New Girl now, you know, Burning in Love, Wait Baby, still getting tons of airplay. And that's what our fans know, our older fans and younger fans. The good songs don't go away. You know, we're lucky to have those hits, if that's what you're asking. Yeah. That's the whole reason we're here.
Mm. Down here. Ouais, comme je dis à Derry, le groupe il a été créé dans les années 80, donc il est là depuis très très longtemps. Il continue à partager, et puis comme il le dit, les gens viennent, ils viennent écouter les hits, ils viennent chanter avec le groupe, et c'est toujours un plaisir de voir tous ces gens qui continuent à découvrir la musique de Honeymoon Suite, ni plus ni moins. Derry, before we end, we have just one word about your team, hein, because I just sharing the name quickly of the band with you. Honeymoon Suite is of course with Johnny D on the lead vocal, Dave Bates on drums, Gary Lalonde on bass, Peter Noon on keyboards. My new friend, Derry Graham, playing keyboards, guitar, backing vocal. It's one of my favorite guitar players in so many times, so I'm so happy to speak a little bit with Derry. And I have a chance to see Derry 2 meters of me in Sweden Rock, so I totally appreciate.
Derry,
again, with Alive, I think I'm pretty sure you are not broken anymore and you come back maybe with some new songs after that. What is the plan for Honeymoon Suite after the release of this record in mid of February? Do you plan to play a lot of gigs in your country? Do you plan to share maybe some new single or something like that? What is the plan after the release of this record?
Well, we're starting now to book up all the summer festivals. There's a lot in Canada, of course, but we're starting to play the U.S. now more, more shows coming in the States. And hoping, because this album is on Frontiers, that this is going to open up some doors for us in Europe and the U.K. with the music, because we're getting a presence over there now. And I would love to come back. And I think we will. And I think this album is going to help us do that.
Voilà, comme le dit Derry, donc la suite des événements, c'est il y a quelques festivals aux États-Unis, au Canada. Ils sont bien sûr chez Frontiers, donc ils pensent que l'album va aussi ouvrir des portes pour revenir en Europe, au UK. If I remember, Derry, you play at the Firefest in Nottingham, no?
Yes.
Ah, I was there.
Ah, that's a few years.
I just think about that right now. When you speak about UK, I see the band in Firefest in Nottingham. What a huge festival with missing now. Huh? It's clearly, for the melodic rock people, it's one of the most important festivals. So, yeah, I remember. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I remember that. This was a while ago. That's what I'm talking about. We need more of that.
Voilà, vous l'avez compris. On vient de juste quand... Alors, je viens d'avoir juste un éclair, les amis, en parlant avec Derry de l'Angleterre, du UK. Bah oui, ils ont joué, je les ai vus, bien sûr, au Firefest Festival à Nottingham il y a très très longtemps. Voilà, c'est un... Voilà, j'avais cet oubli. J'ai oublié. Voilà, mais je me suis rattrapé. Derry, before we ending, again, thank you so much for your time. This beginning of afternoon for you, the beginning of evening for me. Do you have a message for the French listener? We maybe discover on Emoonswint with a new release.
Well, I think that, yeah, do discover it. It's all over Spotify. And I think that, you know, if you're not, even if you're not a fan of the 80s, you're going to like this album because it's good melodic rock. Well, you got to be a melodic rock fan. So I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised. And I think even younger kids now are coming out, you know, and becoming fans. So just give it a listen. The whole album is good. There's a bit of everything. All the songs are different.
Yeah, bah vous l'avez compris. Donc, comme le dit Derry, foncez, courez si vous êtes un fan de Mélodique. Vous allez découvrir un super album. Allez le découvrir, il sera bien sûr dispo en CD. Vous pouvez l'acheter chez Frontiers. Vous pouvez le découvrir sur Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, où vous voulez. En tout cas, partagez la nouvelle. On est Emoonswint et vivant. Et ils reviennent le 19 février. Nous, on va écouter tout de suite live. Derry, thank you so much for your time. Now we are listening live because On Emoonswint is still alive. Yeah.
Thank you, Olivier.
Yeah, thank you, Derry.